These are the important power. Those souls are having controlling power, ruling power. Very good. They are becoming king of king in golden age. And these souls are not having ruling power, controlling power on their mind and intellect. They are becoming subject. Ordinary status they are getting in golden age. Our future status is depend on the power of controlling and ruling on our mind and intellect. And as much we are increasing our understanding power, power of knowledge, power of yoga, then automatically we can control them, we can rule them. Oh mind, oh intellect, stop going there. Okay, just keep on seeing my father. Then your intellect says, okay boss, following. Because soul is a commander. And whatever this order is giving to mind, intellect, they must follow their order. Then only soul can be called as a good commander. Otherwise, I don't have commanding power on my intellect, mind and intellect, how can I become a king in future? Becoming the king of the self first is important. Then we can become the king of others. That is why this is the matter of practice. This is a matter of training. This is a matter of realization. This is the time for having yoga. This is not the time for thinking or for visualizing past things which are not important. This is the earning, time of earning income. Okay. Visualizing Baba means getting connection with Baba. Is that okay? Since long you are visualizing Baba? How many years? No, this sister, Vietnam sister.
Almost 5 years.
Since 5 years you are visualizing Baba, you are doing meditation. What is your progress? In 5 years?
Huh? I went to Vietnam.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I concentrate on yoga and realization.
The percentage of visualization in Paramdham must keep on increasing, increasing, increasing gradually. If you are a baby, 1 year, 2 years baby, Baba's baby, you can visualize Baba in Paramdham with the consciousness of 20% or 30%, for example. Now, what I should do? Increase from 20 to 30 there, 40 there, 50 there, 80 there, 100 there, 0 here. That is the deepest stage of yoga. That is the powerful stage of yoga. Being with Baba with maximum consciousness. Understand? Quality wise, we have to improve Baba remembrance, quality wise and quantity wise. Quality wise means be with Baba with maximum consciousness. It means increase the depth of yoga, increase the quality of yoga. This is a quality wise progress. And quantity wise progress means be in that stage longer time, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, like this. That is a quality-wise progress, quantity-wise progress.
Please, you saw us that highest quality in yoga.
You can?
Highest quality.
Yeah, automatically we can receive power from
yoga,
Baba.
How experience?
Yeah, we are receiving power from Baba, then automatically that powers are transforming in the qualities, in the virtues. First,
experience.
Yeah, of course, we are using that powers in our daily life, in daily routine life, experiencing that, and then automatically that powers are converting in the form of the virtues, habits and virtues. Huh? That is why the eyes of the yogi souls are always half open. Not full open, not full closed. Always half open. Why? Because yogi souls are not seeing this physical world. But their eye, third eye is busy with the God, highest place. The intellect is focusing on the Supreme Being. We can observe from their eyes. He is not here. He is somewhere else. He is lost somewhere else in God's remembrance. Clear? Now, fifth aspect regarding mind and intellect is, we should keep these two powers safe from the enemy Maya while being in the field, battlefield of Maya. We must keep these two kids safe from the enemy Maya. How can we keep them safe from the enemy? By wearing the dress of godly intoxication. By wearing the armor of godly intoxication, our mind and intellect remain safe from enemy Maya. Because this is not our world. This is Maya's world, enemy's world. Our world would be in golden age and silver age. That is why Maya-proof, the dress of Maya-proof. We must keep on wearing the dress of Maya-proof. Waterproof, like a Maya-proof. And that is the dress of divine intoxication, godly intoxication, spiritual intoxication. When you are having spiritual intoxication, then Maya cannot pull you. These are the five aspects regarding mind and intellect.
In center, when we are doing the yoga, okay, so when morning meditation or evening meditation, and when we are taking the drishti from sisters, okay, I mean, how, what should be the visualization? How should we, because that time when we are taking the drishti, I have experienced, I mean, it is a little difficult, to understand
to cope,
it. I mean, to visualize Parandham. To visualize Parandham and so, and to Baba that time. When you're taking drishti from sister,
you know, this is in the beginning. For beginners, that may be hard, but if you are practicing that, and then
what should be the accurate way of taking drishti from sister?
Instrument, the sitting on the gaddi on the stage, is just drill master. She is a drill master. See, as I am remembering Baba, you just follow me. And when that sister or brother is giving drishti, we must think that she is receiving this power from Baba and reflecting on me. I am receiving that drishti. But simultaneously, I the soul is also receiving power from Baba. And sharing these feelings of love through the eye contact. We must be easy at that time. We must not feel tension or any, how can I receive the drishti? She's a very powerful. When some beginners, new beginners, Baba children, foreigners from foreign country, they used to meet Baba on the stage. Till the 88, everybody was receiving drishti from Baba. And everybody was receiving totally from Baba. One year child, 2 year child, few month child, doesn't matter. Everybody was receiving drishti from Baba and receiving totally also. And I observe sometimes when a new baby was coming in front of Baba, she was getting, He's a supreme and I am just baby. Understand what I mean? The hand was also shaking. He is my father and I am his child. That's it. My father is, after all, he is my father. Why I should have scaring like this? He accept me, he adopt me. That's why I must have easy feeling. Uncomfortable. Not don't feel uncomfortable. Just feel comfort. He hold your hand. He adopt you. He love you. That is why just easy communication. Must not any sort of fear. Must not any sort of scary. In the beginning happening, this is happening, but automatic that become natural then. Okay? Now, one thing I would like to explain, how our sins are burning away. What is that process? How is that process? How it works really? Really our sins are burning or not? Baba used to say in Murli, if you remember me properly, your sins are being absolved. But how it really works? I put ice block in sunlight. Sunlight is powerful. What to happen? The heat of sun and the cold, coolness of that ice, they will fight. There would be friction in that. And if sunlight is really powerful, then that snow start melting in the water automatically. Understand? In the same way, our sins of 63 birth are in the soul in the form of the negativity. Whatever the sins we perform in 63 birth, that sins are in the soul in the form of the negativity. And in yoga, we are receiving positive energy from Baba. As much we are receiving positive energy from Baba, that much negativity is going away, disappearing. We become light. Just keep on receiving power from Baba, more and more power from Baba. Negativity disappear. It's getting away. And there is an example, there is a proof. Brahma, Baba, Dadi, Didis, they become perfect through remembrance. They remember Baba, they burn their sins. In that yoga process, they experience that. That's why these are the proof. That's why we must have full faith. And with full faith, we must remember Baba. Then automatically, we start experiencing our sins are burning. Automatically. And when our sins are burning, we start feeling lightness and happiness. Why lightness? Because the burden of past sins are decreasing. That's why lightness. And why happiness we are experiencing? Because we are progressing. We are moving forward. We are progressing. That's why we are experiencing happiness. We Madhuban Nivasi were meeting Baba in 87 in meditation hall, and we asked directly Baba one question. Baba, how do I know I am having powerful meditation or not? My yoga is powerful or not? How do I know? What is the reason? What is the proof of that? When I am remembering Baba, how do I know that my remembrance is really powerful or not? Then Baba explained, there are two signs of powerful yoga. When you are having powerful yoga, first sign, on one hand you can experience yoga as a fire. On one hand, you can experience yoga as a fire, and in that fire, my sins are burning away. You can get that feeling. And on the other hand, you feel lightness and you feel happiness. You start feeling happy, lightness and happiness. Why lightness? Because the burden is going away, becoming light. Why happiness? We are progressing. These are the two signs of powerful yoga. Directly, Baba explained this. Avek Bab Dada. And especially at Amrut Vela or in evening yoga, we must have this type of the experience. When we are having yoga while sitting, you must have powerful yoga. While performing action, while walking, while driving, while working, doesn't matter. You can focus some part of consciousness towards Baba, some part type of the consciousness in action, partially. But when you are sitting with Baba, you must transfer full concentration to Baba. Because particularly you are sitting for having yoga. At that time you can have full concentration with Baba. Easily you can have. But you are not doing anything at that time. You are free. And through that type of the yoga, only our sense of burning, our hardened sanskar of 63 birth, melting away, transforming. We must not have doubt regarding yoga topic, subject. Oh, I am remembering Baba. I don't know my sins are really burning or not. I don't know how can I believe. Doubt means out. Get out. Please get out. You cannot sit here in this gathering. Please go out. Maya always creating doubt. And Baba always increase faith. They are doing their task. Both are doing their task. Maya's task is creating doubt. And Baba's task is creating faith. He is giving us sustenance. Why? Just for creating faith. And as much we are creating faith in the self in Baba, that much we are start receiving help from Baba. And start experiencing progress in our life, Brahmin life. Understand? Having doubt in the self, or having doubt in Baba means insulting Baba, disregarding Baba. He have full faith in me, but I am not having full faith in me because of some weaknesses. I am having doubt in me. I don't know I am efficient or not. I don't know I am good enough or not. This type of the doubt means I am insulting Baba. Full faithful soul means having full faith in me, full faith in Baba and full faith in Rama. These three things. Faith in these three aspects. Then only you can get experience victory. Faithful souls experience victory in their life. Understand? Any question regarding this topic? If you would have, you can ask. Because this is a matter of practice. As much you practice, that much your deep experiences will increase. More and more and more and more. Destination of yoga is full consciousness there and full time. Destination of yoga, complete yoga, perfection here. Full time, we must be full consciousness there and full time means constantly. This is the destination of yoga. In Paramdham.
Option, brother. So, sometime when we get up, sometime at 2 o'clock, so we have 2-3 hours time. So how in best way we can utilize? Because normally we say 4 to 4:45. Officially
yeah,
we do Amrit Vela, no? 4 to 4:45. But we get up sometimes 2 o'clock. So then what to do from 2 to 5 o'clock? And what is best to do after Amrit Vela?
See, every day you cannot wake up 2 o'clock. Because body is machinery. Machinery, body needs some rest. 5, 6 hours, 6, 7 hours. Then only you can work properly. If you are really not taking proper rest, then our body is not working properly. We feel drowsy, our brain is not working, our body is not helping us. That is why rest is the best medicine for the body. But Baba used to say in Murli, wake up 2 o'clock, wake up 3 o'clock, wake up 4 o'clock. Every day 4 o'clock, that is must. But sometimes we must have the experience, what type of experience we are getting at 2 o'clock really. I must have the taste of that also, experience of that also. Wake up that time and have powerful meditation. And then in daytime you can have some more rest, extra rest. Next day, Sunday is next day. Okay, have a little more extra rest. Make the balance. But Amrit Vela, what is the meaning of Amrit Vela? Amrit means nectar. Time of receiving nectar. What type of the nectar we are receiving? Nectar of power. That is why we must maintain the balance of loveful and powerful remembrance in Amrit Vela Yoga. Must not be only loveful yoga. Love is the medium. Love is not our final destination. Through love, we must receive power. We must recharge the battery through love. Love is medium of connection with Baba. Day by day the love must increase, but our yoga, quality of yoga must increase, powerful yoga, having powerful yoga must increase automatically. Baba used to wake up every day 2 o'clock because Baba was physically old. Baba was not doing any type of the hard work at the age of 90, 93. And old age people get little rest, not much, they are not sleeping much. But we are working, we are working hard, we are running far here and there, winning job. That's why this body also need rest. That is why sometimes we can wake up 2 o'clock, sometimes not. Not every day. But our aim must be just having spiritual sunbath from Baba, receiving power more and more from Baba. That is our aim. That must be the aim. But if you cannot maintain that for 3 hours powerful stay, then you can experience different type of the exercises also. You just experience Baba is the ocean of peace and you are peaceful soul, you are receiving the shower of peace for a while. Then sometimes Baba is ocean of purity, you are a pure soul, receive the shower of purity. Sometimes receive the power of shower of powers then. Different exercises for maintaining zeal and enthusiasm constantly for 2-3 hours. Okay? Now you, yes?
The sister would like you to clarify more about our sins are burnt through yoga. When we make mistakes with somebody, we have made the debt with somebody, and can we use the way that you have just explained in burning that sin also? Because we have made some mistakes with someone else.
Here,
do I have to give something in return? In confluence, the depth with that one.
In confluence, yes, you mean?
In the past.
In the past, Laukik life.
Yes.
If we have done something wrong with somebody, we hurt somebody, or any sinful action, knowingly, unknowingly, in past Laukik birth, sinful action and charitable action. We have some sinful actions in our account. But if you want to finish this account, you can increase the account of charitable action more and more and more. As much you can increase the account of charitable action, then automatically the account of sinful action can decrease. This is the one way, one method. And another method, through yoga. Through yoga, our sins can be absolved. But we must surrender our car to Baba in Paramdham garage. Just be with Baba and just have faith in Baba. Just surrender your intellect and your soul with Baba and let Him work on yourself. With full faith, just be there and maintain that powerful concentration in that yoga process. Then automatically, after some time, you can feel lightness and happiness is increasing. And your mind is creating very positive thoughts, pure thought, gentle thought. These are the sign of purification, process of purification, process of cleanliness. When our soul is becoming really pure and powerful, then our mind always thinking pure thought, positive thoughts, gentle thoughts, all the time. If sometimes we have dirty thoughts, sometimes negative thoughts, it means the dirt is there inside, in the soul. That is the sign. The dirt of impure sanskara is in there, in the, within the self. I am having that. That's why I am having that impure thoughts, negative thoughts, thoughts related with any vice. And then we must get away that through powerful meditation. But along with that, we must keep on performing charitable action also. More. And automatically the account of sinful action can come down. Because in confluences there is a chance, a lot of opportunities are there for performing charitable action. We should not lose any chance. Huh? Clear, sister? Uh-huh. Now, yes, sister?
Can we sleep direct after Amrutara?
Yeah. Yes, you can sleep. Yeah, you can sleep.
Somebody Brahmins told me that we are lost state, our power will be...
No. See, you are not getting rest in a daytime, like according to your job. That is why you have to settle your routine of your life. After having yoga, you can have nap, you can have few minutes rest. See, you are charging your battery, mobile battery, in your room. And the current is coming. Start charging. And current is going in India especially happening. Stop there, charging. When current is coming, start charging. The energy, whatever energy is there, is not going down. That whatever you receive, that is already in that. And when the current is coming, again start charging. In the same way, when we are receiving connection with Baba, we start in a charging battery. And if you are resting for a while, doesn't matter. And when you are start yoga, you can charge more. We can have rest little while. We are not hot yogi. Oh no, once I wake up, I don't want to go on a bed. Oh no, this is not good. We cannot force ourselves. Because body is instrument. And we must have a proper communication or with body and soul.
Not listening to Baba is a sin. Like Baba last time said, don't see movies and don't see read the novels. If I, while going by plane, I see the movie, is it sin or not?
Seeing but not seeing. Baba, that's what Baba said, increase the practice of seeing but not seeing. If something is happening in front of you, how can you cannot see that? You have to see that because your eyes are open. But seeing but not seeing. Seeing with this physical eyes, but your third eye is seeing there. Because our thoughts are creating in our mind where our third eye is busy. It's not much related with the physical eyes. If you are walking towards the Naki Lake, many people watching, coming down here, that vehicles, but you are visualizing, your eyes are open, but your link is with Baba, your eye of intellect is with Baba, you are thinking about Paramdham, you are being with Baba. Then somebody asks, oh, the brother Atam Prakash passed this way? Oh, I don't know, brother. Why? Your eyes was not open? No, I don't know. I was there. I was not here in this one. Understand what I mean? I was lost. Means our mind is following our third eye, not this physical eye. That is why we must practice this seeing but not seeing. Because 70% information is coming through the windows of the eyes in the soul. 70%. The psychologists have proven that 70% information is collected through the eyes in the soul. And when you are sitting in yoga, that thoughts are coming automatically. Repeating your mind. That is why Baba said that, no, just practice seeing but not seeing. If you are seeing something with interest, you automatically, that will be in your, that will feel in your mind. But if you are not seeing anything with any interest, detach. You are detached. Because your third eye is more powerful. Your third eye is focused on Baba. You are thinking about Baba. And that's why when there is an influence of Baba on yourself, there won't be influence of physical things, of these worldly things on the self, on the soul. You can be free. Detach from that. Huh? Understand? Now we want break, or we want just little exercise and meditation, and then we finish 6:30. 6:10 is already. You have that song? Few minutes to exercise and then powerful meditation, and then finish, okay? Really powerful meditation. For a while we would be just with Baba. Just be free from your book and everything, bag. Om Shanti. I am very tiny and shining, point of divine light, sitting in the center of my forehead. I am a peaceful light, radiating the light of peace, waves of peace. Experiencing peaceful state. this physical body getting merged in these five elements, getting merged in these five elements, and got merged already in these five elements. I am just a point of divine light. Baba is a supreme point of light. I, the soul, is point of divine light. I, the soul, am sitting in the aeroplane of my intellect and flying upward, flying beyond this world globe. Flying far, far beyond the sun and moon and star. Flying even far than this blue sky. Oh. I arrived at a subtle world. How beautiful is this subtle world? It is a world of infinite snow white, bright divine light. It is a world of pure light. I, the soul, point of light, adopt the dress of divine light, adopt the dress of an angel. How beautiful! How light is this dress of an angel? Oh, the emperor of angels, sweet Brahma Baba, is in front of me in his perfect angelic form, and my sweetest father, Shivbaba, is also visible in his forehead, shining in his forehead. Bab Dada is giving me powerful drishti. Really powerful drishti. I, the angel, is receiving tremendous powers from Baba's drishti. The energy is flowing throughout my body. I, the soul point of light, is living the dress of angel and fly towards the soul world. Flying and flying towards the soul world. Oh, I arrived at a soul world. How beautiful is this soul world. This is a world of infinite golden red, divine light. It is a world of infinite peace. This is my true home. This is my real home. This is my sweet home. Oh, incredibly beautiful form of Shiva Baba is in front of me. It's the most beautiful being in this world. I, the soul, visualizing Baba's beautiful form with third eye, with the eye of my intellect, and enjoying Baba's beauty. Baba becomes the light of my eyes. In the world of my heart, there is only and only my sweetest father, Shiva Baba. 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 You are so sweet, Baba. You're so merciful, you're so generous, Baba. I, the soul, was suffering badly in the ocean of sorrow. And hey, merciful Father, you just picked me up and put me in your lap of super sensuous joy. You put me on your throne of your heart. You are so gentle, Baba. Baba is a son of knowledge. He is a tremendous source of spiritual energy. I, the soul, point of light, is receiving the shower of powerful rays constantly on me. Receiving and receiving powerful shower of powers on me. I, the soul, is receiving tremendous power. Unlimited power. From Son of Knowledge, Baba. Receiving and receiving power. And in the fire of yoga, my sins are burning away. I feel very light and happy. I am receiving constantly the shower of powers over me. The battery of my soul is recharging. Energy level is increasing, rising and rising more and more. Truly these are the golden moments of my life. I, the soul point of light, is experiencing in the company of God, directly in the company of Supreme Being. Truly I am enjoying His company. I feel comfort in His company. How deep experience is this? I really would like to sustain this special experience. I have the soul full with powers is returning from incorporeal world towards the corporeal world via subtle region and entering in this physical body, sitting in the center of my forehead. I am Master Almighty Soul, radiating the living waves of powers in this atmosphere and charging this atmosphere. I, the soul, living diamond on my forehead, the light of eight powers is radiating from me, living diamond. How beautiful experience is this? I, the soul, is living diamond, radiating the light of eight powers, experiencing wonderful aura of powers surrounding me. In this world, my true existence in this world is just a tiny and shining point of light. This is my true existence in this world. As my Father is point of light, supreme point of light, similarly I, the soul, child of supreme being, is also point of light.